Welcome back to the Weekly Dose from Patient Care Online. Each week, we round up the top clinical stories your colleagues were reading. Let's get straight to this week's top stories. This week, the FDA released updated prescribing information for inhaled mealtime insulin powder, refining the starting dose conversion table to support clinicians transitioning adults from injected rapid-acting insulin to inhaled formulations. The revised guidance reflects emerging clinical experience and data showing improved postprandial glucose control with these tailored initiation doses, an important consideration for clinicians optimizing individualized diabetes regimens. Staying with metabolic disease management, another major focus in primary care this week centers on obesity and its downstream cardiometabolic consequences. Obesity medicine specialist Manu Khanna, MD, highlights the central role of primary care clinicians in addressing the underlying drivers of cardiometabolic disease. This feature underscores evidence-based strategies spanning lifestyle interventions, risk stratification, and thoughtful utilization of emerging therapies. With obesity contributing to hypertension, dysglycemia, and cardiovascular events, integrating proactive screening and personalized management into routine care can improve long-term outcomes. And speaking of emerging therapies, new clinical trial data this week point to what may be the next generation of pharmacologic options for obesity treatment. Phase 2 data for Roche's investigational dual GLP-1/GIP agonist, CT-388, demonstrated a 22.5% placebo-adjusted weight loss, signaling a potential new therapeutic avenue for obesity management. These findings may expand future treatment options beyond current GLP-1-centric strategies, reinforcing the growing role of pharmacotherapy alongside lifestyle intervention in primary care obesity care. Beyond treatment advances, this week's coverage also addresses one of primary care's most persistent preventive care challenges: patient communication around vaccines. Vaccine hesitancy remains a pressing clinical challenge. This piece offers evidence-based communication approaches for primary care clinicians, focusing on empathetic dialogue, correction of misinformation without alienation, and reinforcement of established trust. As adults continue to express varied concerns about immunizations, adopting these strategies can strengthen vaccine uptake and support preventive care goals. Finally, we turn to mental health, an area where primary care clinicians are often the first point of contact and where diagnostic nuance matters. Clinical psychiatrist Gus Alva, MD, discusses the importance of structured depression screening in primary care while maintaining bipolar disorder in the differential. Up to 20 to 30% of patients presenting with depressive symptoms may meet criteria for a bipolar spectrum condition. The article emphasizes careful assessment to avoid inappropriate antidepressant monotherapy and highlights practical screening strategies that can fit within busy primary care workflows. That's this episode of The Weekly Dose. For full coverage of all these stories, visit patientcareonline.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.